So Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin and Michael Collins began their historic mission launching from the Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. Fox News correspondent Kristen Fisher is live there tonight. She also happens to be the daughter of two astronauts. Kristen, thank you very much for being here today. We've been watching your coverage throughout the day. And one of the things that I particularly wanted to have you on tonight to ask you about is this, you know, a lot of pieces that have been coming in the newspapers and on the internet, basically blaming NASA, saying that it was designed for men. Let's put this up on the board. It says, this is from the New York Times, a piece by Mary Kowal. Everything in space carries the legacy of Apollo. It was designed by men, for men. It is important to examine the gender biases of the early space program. If we want to land the first woman on the moon, let's make sure that she has the tools designed with her in mind. Your thoughts on that?
Well, Martha, I think it's important to remember that this was not a NASA problem. This was a cultural problem. This was the 1960s, and back then, women couldn't become fighter pilots. They couldn't become test pilots, and that was where NASA was pulling the bulk of its astronaut candidates from. So this was not a NASA problem. I think it's a little bit unfair to sort of frame it as that now. As for these spacesuits that we've heard so much about, remember the first all-female spacewalk that was supposed to take place earlier this year? That was an issue that comes from money. If NASA would love to have as many spacesuits and as many different sizes to fit every type of person, man, woman. The problem was they are dealing with about a handful of spacesuits that are 40 years old.
Yeah.
And if the American people has a problem with it, then Congress needs to give them more money new spacesuits.
They need to put the money where their mouth is, so to speak. Your mom was a space pioneer, though. She was the first mom to go into space, right?
First mom to go into space, the fourth American woman to go into space. And I was talking to her earlier today, and she was reminding me about the time when she first joined the NASA astronaut program back in 1978. One of the first things that she did with Sally Ride was they went to a department store and they bought clothes, baggy khaki pants, baggy polo shirts, because they wanted to be one of the guys. That was the mindset for that first class of female astronauts.
Well, she is incredible, and so is your family. Kristen, thank you so much. Great coverage there. We'll be watching throughout the week.